Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. In a recent interview with RuliWeb, director Kim Hyeong-tae provided insights into what players can expect on launch day for Stellar Blade. One notable feature players shouldn't anticipate is microtransactions, at least not initially. Kim emphasized that Stellar Blade will not require any additional expenses beyond what players paid for the package. While microtransactions are not planned for the base game, Kim mentioned the possibility of selling collaboration costumes with another company's IP in the future. Additionally, Kim revealed that the launch version of Stellar Blade will not include a New Game Plus feature, but hinted at its potential addition in future updates. Despite no plans for premium DLC at the outset, Kim teased free updates post-launch, including additional costumes for the protagonist, Eve. Stellar Blade, developed by ShiftUp, is a PlayStation 5 exclusive action-adventure game. It follows the journey of Eve as she battles mysterious invaders known as Natives to reclaim a post-apocalyptic Earth. Relic Entertainment recently announced significant layoffs, citing the move as necessary to ensure the studio's survival. The announcement comes shortly after Relic, known for real-time strategy games like Dawn of War and Company of Heroes, bought itself out from its previous owner Sega with external support. This latest round of layoffs follows a previous wave less than a year ago, where 121 employees were let go. In a statement shared on LinkedIn, Relic expressed the difficulty of the decision and emphasized that it was made with the sole intention of securing the studio's future in an increasingly volatile industry. The studio acknowledged the expertise, passion, and character of the affected employees, highlighting that the decision was not a reflection of their contributions. Relic stated that it is providing severance packages, extended benefits, and outplacement support options to those affected by the layoffs. The studio expressed deep regret for the situation and thanked the departing employees for their contributions to the studio's projects. Robin Smale, an external development producer at Relic, confirmed in a separate statement on LinkedIn that 41 employees were let go in this latest round of cuts. Singularity 6, the studio behind the game Palia, has confirmed layoffs affecting approximately 35% of its workforce. The layoffs were reported on social media platforms by affected employees, including environmental artists, engineers, and other developers working on Palia. In a statement sent to IGN, Singularity 6 explained that the decision was made to ensure the delivery of the highest quality gameplay service for long-term stability. The studio expressed appreciation for the contributions of the affected team members and committed to supporting them through the process, offering severance, work placement assistance, career guidance, and retention of all company-provided development equipment. Singularity 6 emphasized that the decision was made after careful consideration of the development and business needs to support Palia and its community. The studio reiterated its commitment to delivering passion, imagination, and creativity to its community. Palia, described as a free-to-play, massively multiplayer community sim, was released to early access on Steam in October and Nintendo Switch in December. While it has been praised for its potential, it currently has mixed reviews and has seen an all-time peak of over 12,000 players on Steam. Singularity 6 stated earlier in March that Palia is still in open beta and promised ongoing new content, improvements, and bug fixes in the future. Michael Dowse, the publishing director of Baldur's Gate 3 developer Larian Studios, recently spoke out about the gaming industry's pattern of massive layoffs, referring to them as avoidable ops. In an interview with Gamefile, Dowse highlighted the complex and avoidable nature of these layoffs, attributing them to companies failing to plan properly and being driven by shareholder pressure rather than genuine financial risk. Dowse emphasized the importance of companies being nimble and flexible, contrasting the approach of privately owned studios like Larian Studios with publicly traded companies. He suggested that publicly traded companies are less nimble due to their obligation to shareholders and the pressure to maintain profitability, which often leads to layoffs. Regarding marketing strategies, Dow suggested that traditional methods like social media marketing are becoming less effective compared to socially resonant communication. He pointed to the success of Baldur's Gate 3, which relied more on meaningful communication and engagement with players rather than traditional marketing tactics. In discussing the success of games like Baldur's Gate 3 and Palworld, Dowse emphasized the importance of delivering experiences directly to players and allowing them to decide the value of the game. He suggested that analysts and investors may struggle to understand the success of unconventional games like Palworld, but that embracing chaos and unpredictability could lead to innovative and successful outcomes in the gaming industry. CD Projekt Red has revealed that despite the extensive exploration of Cyberpunk 2077 since its release 3 years ago, there are still undiscovered Easter eggs hidden within the game. In an interview with IGN at GDC 2024, Associate Game Director Pawa Sasko confirmed that there are fun secrets yet to be uncovered, not only in the game's expansions, but also in the base game itself. Sasko acknowledged that while there have been comprehensive lists of Easter eggs compiled by players, they haven't captured everything. He mentioned that there are still a few secrets that remain undiscovered, emphasizing that just because they haven't been found doesn't mean they don't exist. Sasko speculated that some players may have stumbled upon these secrets, but never shared them publicly. Although Sasko didn't provide any hints or clues about the remaining Easter eggs in Cyberpunk 2077, he did mention that the telephone, which was used to conceal many secrets in the Phantom Liberty expansion, still holds some undiscovered numbers. The Suicide Squad: Kill the Justice League game is facing a significant issue involving hackers leaking unreleased content, including skins, seasons, and playable characters. This has prompted publisher Warner Bros. To take action to remove images and details of the leaked content from online platforms. The leaked content includes unreleased character Deathstroke, along with associated gear and skins that were planned for inclusion in future seasons of the game. While some hackers have accessed Deathstroke and related gear, the character model fails to load for other players when viewed online. Warner Bros. Is actively working to contain the breach by removing assets from tweets and other online posts within the last 24 hours. This situation poses a significant concern for the publisher and developer Rocksteady, as the leaked content was intended to be sold to players in the future. The leak adds to the challenges faced by Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, which has seen low player numbers on platforms like Steam since its launch. Despite the release of Season 1, which introduced Joker as a playable character, the game's player base has not seen significant growth. It's exciting to see the spring sale in full swing on Xbox, offering gamers a chance to snag some great titles at discounted prices. Among the highlights are deals on highly anticipated games like Baldur's Gate 3, Alan Wake 2, and Cyberpunk 2077 Ultimate Edition. These titles promise hours of immersive gameplay and captivating storytelling. For fans eager to explore new adventures or revisit beloved classics, the spring sale offers a wide selection of options to choose from. Whether you're into action-packed RPGs, thrilling mysteries, or futuristic adventures, there's something for everyone. With the sale running until April 18th, there's plenty of time to browse the offerings and add some gems to your gaming library. Don't miss out on the chance to score great deals on top titles during this exciting event. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we've ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.